heard a prophecy given today on another tape. We was listening to several CDs today, and he was talking about that what God had showed him, that the things of his life and a couple other guys, even their lives too. Well, God told him it was their lives. There was very little of what God had them to do was still written down, and there was much more to go, saying that things are going to accelerate so rapidly in these last days. And we're going to accomplish so much. It doesn't matter what your age is. We're going to accomplish a whole bunch for the Lord. Because He's a powerful God. He's a mighty God. We need to get our mind off of the things that are going on. Not that we don't need to be ignorant about what's going on around us. But just the spirit of the Antichrist is just totally going rampant. Yeah. But I serve a God who's already conquered him. Hallelujah. And that's where we need to be focused, and we need to be focused upon the Word and what the Word declares, what the Word declares over your life, what the Word declares over New Life Church, what does the Word declare over Rochester, Indiana, Fulton County, Miami County, Howard County, Wabash County, Cass County, Kosciuszko County. What does the Word of God say about these areas? Boy, I could get preaching. I could get going on that, and that's clear off where I wanted to go. This last week was what? Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving week. Do you notice how society today and the culture today goes on Halloween, Devil's Play Day? And how they play that up and everything, and as soon as that is over, they jump to Christmas. Because there's just not much profit, it seems like, to the world in giving thanks. Evidently. Well, I'm here to tell you there's a whole bunch of profit about giving thanks. And we're going to look at giving thanks tonight. I think the last time I spoke to you, I thought, did I give this message before? I mean, I never write it down what I do or anything, but I think it was on praise. It was on Ruah, I think, the last time. Well, Thanksgiving goes right along pretty close with it. Psalms 97:12. We can't get into thanks without going to Psalms. You know, while I'm thinking about it, I just want to thank the Lord and praise the Lord, because we need to give thanks. We're going to see give thanks in all things. But I was also thinking about this today. Didn't God bring us an awesome pastor and wife? Father, I thank you for Rick and Terry. I thank you and praise you for them. I thank you and praise you for bringing them to us. Hallelujah. Father, I just speak that as they're with family, that they would just enjoy so much. And they would have a relaxing time with their family. And while also he's doing that, he would hear your voice. And you would speak to him in mighty ways. Visions, dreams, that he would just hear your voice. We thank you for them, Lord. We thank you for their safety as they travel. Hallelujah. We thank you for this church. We're in Psalms 97:12. It says, rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous. Who's that? Is that us? Hallelujah. It's righteousness of Christ. It's not my righteousness. It wouldn't get me very far. The righteousness of Christ that is in us. Ye righteous, that's us. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at remembrance of His holiness. He is a holy God. Holy God. Aren't you glad? Can't we give thanks, man, because He is a holy God? That He doesn't change. He's always the same. He's faithful and true. And He is holy. We can't look at Him and say, well, yeah, but you know, you did this too, you know. We can't do that. He is a holy, righteous, awesome God. And we're to give thanks for that. Hallelujah. Psalms 105. Like I say, when we're on thanks, we could stay in Psalms all night, but we're going to get a couple other places too. The first verse in Psalms 105 says, "O give thanks unto the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the people. Sing unto Him, sing songs unto Him, talk of all His wondrous works. Glory ye in His holy name." Glory ye in the holy name of the Lord. "Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face evermore. Remember His marvelous works and what He hath done, His wonders, and the judgments of His mouth. O ye seed of Abraham," who's that? Are we Abraham's? How many used to sing that? How many remember that? "Father Abraham had many sons. Many sons had Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so are you. So let's just praise the Lord. Left arm, Father Abraham." And we could go on to where I couldn't stand no more. And it would get pretty silly, wouldn't it? But the promises, we're going to see a little later, the promises, we thank God for the promises of Abraham, because those promises are our promises too. Hallelujah. They're for Israel too, but they're for us. Glory. His holy name, rejoice. Seek the Lord, verse 4, and His strength. Seek His face evermore. Remember His marvelous works that He hath done, His wonders, and the judgments of His mouth. There's like the judgments again. "O ye seed of Abraham, His servant, ye children of Jacob, His chosen. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in the earth, all the earth. Say that right. And He hath remembered His covenant forever, and the word which He commanded to 1,000 generations." Hallelujah. I think that's us. Let's go back to the first verse. "Give thanks unto the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the people." If we give thanks to Him among the people, not just here on Wednesday nights and Sunday mornings, but we should be giving thanks out among the people about the deeds of the Lord. Has the Lord done any deeds in your life lately? We need to be giving thanks and not be embarrassed about it. Really being bold about it. It's one of the major, and I'll probably get ahead of myself on this because I haven't really ran through it in my mind that much, but probably have to hit it again a little bit. But, I think about it, it's one of the awesome ways to witness is when you're talking with somebody is just give thanks about the deeds of the Lord. And just go on. Don't make no big deal about it. Say the Lord, boy, yesterday this happened and God was in it and such happened. And, man, it really change the whole situation and just go right on with your conversation, giving thanks over the deeds that the Lord has done among the people so that the people can see the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. And know He's doing awesome things. Thanksgiving. Thanks. Boy, I was also sorry, Joanne, that I missed you. We're going to have to get the CD and hear it too. Yeah, because I wanted to hear you. We thank the Lord for you guys. We're going to say we thank the Lord for each other. He's put a body together here that is a powerful, awesome entity. Cannot be stopped. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, for that. Glory. Sing unto Him. Sing songs unto Him. We just sang some songs. But to sing unto Him and sing songs and sing spiritual songs. I like doing that a lot. Some of you probably don't do that. Some of you probably can't even, maybe you can't even sing. But you can make a noise. You can make some kind of a noise and call it singing. If you're out by yourself or whatever, what's the difference? Sing to Him. Sing songs. Just on a subject. I was What was I doing? I was combining a muck field one time, and I mean, it was shaky. I mean, it was, you were going like this, and you didn't know where you were going to drop in a hole. And so I started singing, "On solid ground I run. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand." And I was singing that thing, and I was going over this muck, and I mean, we were going like, I go, oh man, and the worse it got, the more I sang, and we got that field done and never did get stuck. But it was close a couple times, but I was just singing about the solid ground, running on the solid ground. He's a solid rock, but he was also the solid ground under my combine. I love doing those kind of things. Give thanks unto the Lord for his deeds. I've told some of you, and some of you probably haven't heard this, but there's all kinds of situations, but I probably need to tell this story. It's an awesome. There's an elderly guy down there in Miami County that he'd go around all the coffee shops and he'd, every in the mornings and stuff, and he'd just love to, you know, they'd get caught up on all the information of and get all the problems solved and everything every morning, you know, at the coffee shops. I mean, none of you do that, I'm sure. But this guy done that, and he was getting up in age, he came in the elevator one day. He'd heard several stories about me. There were several things that happened where I really trusted the Lord on getting combining done. One year, it was awesome. Everybody around knew about it, and that's a long story. I really can't get into that one, but he'd heard that one. And I hauled a load of corn over to, that's before we got semis and stuff, and I was taking it to some of the local elevators at the time, and I hauled a load over to Chalai, Indiana. It was still there. It's not even there now. That elevator isn't. And he was in there, and he said, he looked at me, and it was wet. It had just rained a whole bunch. The ground was wet anyway, just like it is right been this year. I mean, it was actually worse than what it is this year. And he said, "Danny, did you run that today?" I said, "Yeah." He says, "Well, it's too wet. You can't run. Nobody can run." I said, "I don't see anybody running." He said, "Yeah, I run that today." He said, "I don't understand that." I said, "Hey, Joe." I said, "I got angels out there that carry my combine." And he was just getting ready to head out into it to get his feed. He started out the door when I said that, and he goes like this, and he turns around and goes, "You got what?" And I said, "Joe, I have angels that hold up my combine." And he had to hear him. He goes, "Ha, ha, ha, ha." He just was laughing. And he turned around and walked out. And I said, "Joe." I said, "Is there anybody else running? Can they run?" And he just kind of shook his head and went on out the door. And he was telling people all around. I got all kinds of stories about Donaldson. That Donaldson's crazy. Well, I found out later. I didn't even know this. And I tell you, this just gives me goosebumps. But you never know what you accomplish by giving thanks and praising God for the deeds that he's doing just in a normal way or a little weird way. Who cares, you know? I mean, we could be a little weird. He thought that was weird. Things of God are weird to the people. He wasn't saved. And he was up in his 70s, pushing 80. And young man. We were having revival services at the HOF, and his daughter came, and she came up and she says, "Danny," and I didn't know her very well, but I mean, I knew who she was. She knew who I was. She says, "I've got to tell you something." She says, "Did you know that my dad accepted the Lord before he died?" And I said, "No." "No," I said, "I didn't know that." I says, "That is awesome. That's great." She said, "You used to get him so upset." Said he would come home and just rant about some of the things you said and were doing and whatever. And it was that situation and a couple others, you know. And she said it was because of that he accepted Jesus. Hallelujah. Make knowns. Give thanks for the deeds that God is doing in your life amongst the people out there. Okay? Man, you'll be, I can tell you a couple other stories too. This is awesome, but maybe somewhere along the line, probably run out of time doing all that. Wow. Singing to him. So sing. When you're washing the dishes, sing. Sing a spiritual song about how awesome the God is when I'm washing the dishes. That'd be a good spiritual song. Song praising God and giving thanks for dishwashing. Make it go a lot faster. Yeah. You can do those kind of things. Sing before you lay down to bed. Sing instead of praying, sing over your supper. Yeah. You know, we can do a couple of weird things like that. Talk of his wondrous works. Is he done wondrous works? Has he done what? Is he doing wondrous works? I mean, look at the universe. Just look at each other. He's done wondrous works. He's done wondrous works. Hallelujah. He's a wondrous working God. And I thank you, Lord, for that. Hallelujah. So the things that he has done, give thanks for. His wondrous works. Marvelous works, wondrous things that he hath done, wonders, judgments of his mouth. We can even get thanks for his judgments. You know, sometimes we don't like judgments, but you know what? His judgments is just. His judgments is true. His judgments never change. His judgments is based on truth because he is truth. And so we can give thanks for his judgments. When people stand before him, when it's the white throne judgments or even the judgment of the church, you're not going to fib. You're not going to lie. You're not going to have a false witness come in. So we can give thanks for the judgments of God. And they're true and they're pure. Hallelujah. Oh, ye seed of Abraham, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen ones. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Hallelujah. They may think they're getting away with a lot of stuff out there right now. It's sad. I mean, it is. It's sad. Some of the things that they're doing, but not only the things that they're doing, where they're going to end up because of that. If they don't see the light. And we need to be a people of thanks and a people of praise and a people that are not afraid to speak it amongst the people so that they can see there is something out there much better. He hath remembered his covenant forever. Hallelujah. Are you glad for that? His word which he commanded to 1,000 generations. I don't know what generation, some say it's 40 years, some say it's 100 years, some say it's, you know, if we're saying that we're at the end times and now it must be about 60 years. That would be, if my math's right, be about 6,000 years, wouldn't it? Yeah. The word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, which covenant he made with Abraham and his oath unto Isaac, and confirmed the same unto Jacob for a law and to Israel for an everlasting covenant. His covenant is everlasting. We can give thanks for that. Hallelujah. Psalms 106. Just another page over probably. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endureth forever. Or we did the song a while back, his loving kindness is everlasting. Some of them have his loving kindness is everlasting. His mercy endureth forever. Praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Is he good? He is good. Amen. And his mercy endureth forever. His loving kindness is everlasting. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all his praise? Hallelujah. Now that phrase, remember that phrase. You're going to say that. How many of you know that phrase just keeps going and keeps going and keeps going? It's all over the place. Where were we? We're in Psalms 106. Psalms 107. Look at 107. Verse 1 again. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Or his loving kindness is everlasting. Everyone's wanting to say it. The next verse says, and let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So we're to say so. We're to give thanks for that, and we're to say so. We're to be speaking it. The Lord is good. His mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. His loving kindness is everlasting. That means it will go on, and there is no end to His mercy and His loving kindness. And we're to say so. We're to be speaking it. We're to be saying that. One, same thing. Looky there. I think the psalmist, Brother David wrote each one of these. I mean, he wrote a lot of them. We'll talk about that in a little bit too, but whether he was the writer of each one of these, I'm not sure. But it's the same phrase. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, because His mercy endureth forever, or His loving kindness is everlasting. Let Israel now say that His mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that His mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that His mercy endureth forever. Let the people of New Life Church say, let His mercy endureth forever. Woo! Say so. Yes. 136 Psalms. I had a notion to do this, but I knew it would take too much time to do it again. We did this song and we went through this whole chapter. It's been 6 months ago or so. I don't know, but it was His loving kindness is everlasting. And I had you guys sing that part. And I did the rest of it here. Psalms 136, verse 1, O give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever, or His loving kindness is everlasting. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for His mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him alone doeth great wonders, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that by wisdom made the heavens, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for His mercy endureth forever. And you will notice that whole psalm, that phrase is at the end of each verse. To Him that made lights, the great lights, for His mercy endureth forever. And the sun to rule by day, for His mercy endureth forever. And the moon and the stars to rule by night, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him who healeth me, His mercy endureth forever. To Him who provides for me, His mercy endureth forever. To Him has an awesome vision for New Life Church, His mercy endureth forever. We can go, give me something. Somebody, give me a praise. Give me a praise. Something. What's God done? Oh, don't get quiet on me. Somebody, just give me a praise. His mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. He is a knee fixer. Put a new song in your heart every day. His mercy endureth forever. Someone else. Protects you on the road every day. His mercy endureth forever. A great family. Not only a physical family, but a spiritual family He has given us. Your mercy endureth forever. You want? And it's highest, you say? His mercy endureth forever, and it needs to go higher? Does it need to go higher? Is it supposed to go higher? It's good. It's where it belongs. His mercy endureth forever. What? His mercy endureth forever. See, we can do that. We can give thanks. Wow. What an awesome God You are, Lord. And we could go on and on and on. Anybody else? I don't want to leave anybody out. Her health and her mind. His mercy endureth forever. He is faithful. Hallelujah. So I thank You, Lord. He meets how many? All our needs. Lord, Your mercy endureth forever. We can be a needy bunch. Oh, hallelujah. And we could go on and on. And that's the way Psalms 136 goes all the way through on that way. Gets into the things that the Israelites did. Then you can jump down to the verse 23, and who remembered us in our low estate? His mercy endureth forever, and hath redeemed us from our enemies. There's a good one. His mercy, and hallelujah, we are redeemed from our enemies. Glory to God. His mercy endureth forever. Who giveth food to all flesh. His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of heaven. Give thanks to Him. Why? For His mercy endureth forever. If it was just that, and you'll see that phrase all through the Old Testament. Wow. Giving thanks. Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven, for His mercy endureth forever. 2 Samuel. Jump clear back to 2 Samuel. We've got 1 Samuel and then 2 Samuel, I believe, is right after it. Chapter 22. I think this is about a person. I'll give thanks to the Lord. Chapter 22, verse 50. David, talking about David here. 50 of chapter 22 of 2 Samuel. Therefore, I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and I will sing praises unto thy name. I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen. Any of you around any heathen? Hey, we're all around them all the time, and that's not a bad thing. God loves them. Could think of the word. He loves them. He loves everyone. He wants them saved. So when we are around the people we work with and around some of those, I was telling you about the tractor pulling guy. He's been so busy working and I haven't been able to make any contact with him much lately. I'm still going to work on him. But he's about as ornery as you can get. I think he would fulfill that description. But I am to give thanks and to praise God around him. And I did. And he kind of shook his head. He said, I never met anybody like you. And I wouldn't condemn him. His language was not good, you know. And then after he found out, after he saw the way I talked, and then he saw the picture on the side of the tractor of Christ coming again and pulling to the mega, he asked me what that was. And I says, well, that's pulling to the mega means pulling to the end. Means I want to get to the end of the track, but it also means I'm pulling the Jesus comes. And I said, that's pretty quick. Oh, you're one of them religious guys, he said right away. I said, no, I am not religious. I said, religion killed Jesus. I said, I love Jesus. He's my Savior. And I got to watch out how I talk around you. That's what he said, you know. And I said, well, you know, I'm not the one that counts. That's what I told him. And so I didn't condemn him. I didn't really get on him hard. God done that. He was already, you know, just because we are the light. The light exposes darkness. So we need to be talking to and thanking and confessing in front of them so that they will see the goodness of God. Hallelujah. And if they reject it, they rejected Jesus too. So, you know, it's no personal thing against us. Among the heathen. So while you're working, give thanks to the Lord. Just drop something in there. It can be kind of subtle or it can be kind of blunt. I mean, you know, ever how you feel at the time to do it, but just drop it in there that what God has done. And I will sing praises to His name. Hallelujah. All right. Psalms 30. Back to Psalms again. Giving thanks. We're in Old Testament now. We'll hit New Testament too. Psalms 30, verse 11 and 12. You've all pretty well know. You sang this song probably. Psalms 30, verse 11 and 12. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praises to thee and not be silent, O Lord my God. I will give thanks to thee forever and ever. How long? Forever and ever. I will give thanks to thee forever and ever. I get to give thanks forever and ever. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. When you're mourning, he will turn it into dancing. There is a time to mourn. And he will put off the sackcloth. And he will gird you with gladness. And I'll sing praises to you. And I won't be silent. Devil, you can't silence me. Hallelujah. Can't do it. I thank you, Lord, for your awesomeness and who you are. Thank you for setting me free. Thank you for the blood of the Lamb. Thank you for the resurrection. Hallelujah. Thank you for the ascension. Thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost that you have given me. Hallelujah. Thank you that he can flow freely out of me. Gosh, I was going to twist that one all up. Forever and ever I can give thanks. And forever and ever I will give thanks. We're going to see that in just a little bit here. Jesus gave thanks. I don't know. In Matthew, it's 15:36. We don't have to go there, but it's when they fed the fish. He gave thanks before. We talk about giving thanks before we eat a meal. Before he, as he distributed the fish, he gave thanks. Jesus did. Gave thanks. Chapter 26 of Matthew, verse 27, he gave thanks before the wine and the bread. He gave thanks. Let's look at Deuteronomy 8:10. This was kind of interesting. When we're talking of giving thanks to eat, when we eat, you don't have to get religious about it. If you miss it, that's okay. Where was I at? Oh, I think I was coming back for a tractor pull somewhere, and I was eating, and I just stopped and prayed, and a guy walked right up to me and says, I forget how he worded it, he wanted to commend me for praying. Just encouraged me. Just walked by and said, I saw you praying, said, I really appreciate it. I like that. You know, we don't have to get boisterous about it, I don't think I was even praying out loud, but he saw me bow my head, and I thought that's kind of neat. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 10. A little bit different view of the situation. But when thou hast eaten and art full, and thou shalt bless the Lord thy God with the good land which thou have given thee. So when after you eat and when you're full, bless the Lord and give thanks. You know, I haven't just done that on the eating part of it, but he's talking here also. He's talking about a lot of other things. He's talking about the land. The good land which he have given thee. Otherwise, after God has blessed you, give thanks. There's times we're going to see that we want to give thanks and before. Because that is awesome to give thanks when we speak the word forth and give thanks. But after he has done something, after he has blessed us, after I'm full, after my pocketbook is full, after my bank account is full, whatever, I need to bless him. When is it that we usually fall away? It's usually when things are going good, isn't it? I mean, you know, because boy, when we're up against the wall, we can't get it because we know we need him. We know we need somebody. But after we've been blessed, and you can see that with Israel, you can get into Judges and you can go, oh man. I mean, up and down, up and down, up and down. And we can sit there and condemn them and we ain't any better. And we have the Holy Spirit in us. I mean, I hope we're better, but you know, we can see that happening yet today. We get blessed and we get so full that I forget the guy that filled me up. So really we need to give thanks after he's blessed us and after we're full. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Revelation. New Testament. Clear back there in Revelation chapter 4. Lord, I thank you. You heal of the flu. My faith was really going strong. I probably wouldn't have got it. But he was my healer. Hallelujah. Revelation 4, 8, and 9. We sang the song. Tom didn't know that I was going to get on this verse at all when he picked out the song. About the throne. The four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within. And they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And when those beasts gave glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne and liveth forever and ever and ever. Here you've got beasts, you've got living creatures, some of them call them living creatures around the throne. They're giving glory, they're giving honor, and they're giving thanks to him who sits on the throne and who liveth forever and ever and ever. So thanks and thanksgiving is going on continually up in heaven. Let thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. We need to be a people of thanksgiving, a people that is giving thanks, for we will be able to give thanks forever and ever and ever, along with those creatures, along with the angels and the 24 elders and all the things that's going on. That is one noisy place up there. Oh, the worship was too loud. Well, you better get tuned in because it's going to be loud forever and ever and ever. We'll have new ears. It won't hurt our ears. And now, you go to some of them rock concerts or Christian rock concerts where they got the running 150 decibels on the speakers and everything. Yeah, where you're hurting somebody's ears, that's probably too loud. But you, some of the things that's going on up in heaven, I mean, you got the trumpets going on. You've got these creatures going, holy, 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 holy. You've got angels doing things. I mean, it is a noisy place. Now, I know one place there in Revelation is quiet for 30 minutes. It says 30 minutes. It's quiet in heaven for 30 minutes, right before they opened one of the seals. Yeah. But those beasts are up there, those creatures, and this is spirits of God. I don't know. I think they have eyes. You can get seraphim. Some say that's who they are. But they're giving thanks to him who sits on the throne. They're giving thanks. They haven't been redeemed. I mean, they decided to stay with the Lord and they're on his side, praise God, but they wouldn't be up there. Because the angels long to see and to know the things of us because we fell and we are redeemed. And they have a hard time with that. So we've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. How much more should we be giving thanks to God forever and ever and ever? Hallelujah. Okay. Let's go to 1 Chronicles 16, one of my favorite chapters. When I'm on praise and on all like things, I like to get to this one. This is a good one. 1 Chronicles 16, and I believe that's before 2 Chronicles, or after the 2 Kings. And they're all right in there together. Chapter 16 of 1 Chronicles. David had moved the ark, and this is one of my favorite passages, and this whole thing about the tabernacle of David, just me as a worshiper, just really is awesome because it tells us in Acts chapter 15 that the tabernacle of David will be established in the last days. The tabernacle of David. What is the tabernacle of David? It was praise and worship 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for 33 years. Never shut down after he started here in this chapter, after he started it. He went and got the ark and he went and got it the proper way. He saw earlier that the improper way was not the thing to do. That we need to be, as I hear was preached, obedience. We need to be obedient and do things the way God says to do them. I can worship any old way I want. Have you ever heard that? I can worship any way I want. Yeah, you can. I'm not sure it'll please God. Because there's ways that please God. And we need to be obedient to the Holy Spirit. But anyway, David had went and got the ark, and he brought the ark, and he put it in a tent, totally out of, I mean, you talk about breaking the law and the rules. I mean, this is he's totally breaking all the rules of the Old Testament, and their rules and regulations. He puts the ark in this tent. It says here, so they brought the ark of God, and they set it in the midst of the tent that David had pitched for it. Right out in his backyard. It wasn't very far from him, so he wasn't very far away. And they offered burnt sacrifices and peace offerings before God. And when David had made the end of the offering and burnt offerings and peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord. And he dealt to every one of Israel, both man and woman, and to everyone a loaf of bread and a piece of flesh and a flagon of wine. I tried to look up, anybody knows what a flagon is? I tried to look up and find out what a flagon was. And they really did not give me a measurement anywhere in the concordance and everywhere and in the where you get all your definitions. Concordance, the big one. And they didn't give it. Even in the Hebrew, it wasn't given. I couldn't get what I wanted anyway, so. But anyway, it was a flagon of wine. Remember what that was? He gave each one of those. Now look at this in verse 4. He appointed certain of the Levites. Remember, he's brought the Ark of the Covenant. What does the Ark of the Covenant represent? What is the Ark of the Covenant? It was God's presence. Back then, it was God's presence. Now his presence is his Holy Spirit. We're the tabernacle. And he puts his Holy Spirit right in us. And we're the presence of God. We're the Ark of the Covenant. I mean, we carry around the presence of God. Isn't that awesome? Hallelujah. Since the new covenant, but back under the old covenant, that was God's presence. So they brought God's presence and they had to handle God's presence right too. I mean, they found that out. You know, and they brought it and put it in the tent. So it's before the ark in God's presence. He appointed certain of the Levites to minister before the ark of the Lord and to record and to thank and praise the Lord God of Israel. Now, it's good to record, you know, and I'm bad at that. If there's anybody, I don't record enough. It's good to write down the things that God has done so that we can look and see, hey, I can go back 2 years and look, and I'm getting down, and I'm all down, things are not going good. I can go pick up this tablet, and I can look back there, and if I had recorded it and say, oh, God did this, God did that, that'll lift you up. So he had recorders. They recorded the things that were going on. And he appointed, as Ray Hughes would say, thankers. They had thankers. There was appointed thankers to give thanks. That was their job. To give thanks before the presence of God. Before the ark. Continually. So we need to give thanks continually. We need to be a people of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. So he had the thankers there. He had the recorders there. And he had the praisers there. And he goes on and you can get into the names Asaph. You're going to find out he was always around the ark. There's people that got to test. You're going to see down there in verse 5, Obed-Edom. That's where the ark had stayed for a while. And he got the taste of the presence of God. And you're going to see all the way down through his family and down through quite an age as you go through here, the Old Testament. You'll see that his people were around the ark. Because they got a taste of the presence of God, and they wouldn't get away from it. So they had pastries, they had Asaph made a sound with cymbals. They had the drummers. They had the drummers, you betcha. They made a sound with cymbals. Benaniah and Jezreel, the priests, with trumpets continually before the Ark of the Covenant of the God. Continually playing music. Continually giving thanks. Continually recording what God is doing. Continually praising the Lord. This went on 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, and history says for 33 years. What does that represent? The life of Christ. That David did this. This is where most of the Psalms were written. Was in the presence of God in around the ark in this tent. David went in there several times a day. We'll get into that just a little bit. Then on that day, so here they're doing it. On that day, David delivered this first psalm to thank the Lord. Isn't that neat? He took that psalm and he delivered it into the hand of Asaph and his brethren. Give thanks unto the Lord and call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing to him, sing songs unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. From that point on, they started and they never stopped. Now, David would come in there, and you can see in Psalms and things, boy, and I've talked about that. See, what was that? Psalms 10, let me just turn it right quick. Just to show you, they played constantly, but they also did what when David would come in and he was in a bad mood or something, they would play Selahs. Our worship team, I hope we'll get to the point that where we can do Selahs. If we need a war Selah, we can do a war Selah in C minor. If we need a Selah of a dove flying, we can do that. Ray Hughes says that with a whole orchestra, they used to, when they got together and practiced for worship team, all they would do was practice Selahs. So that when the Spirit of God would move in the service in a certain way, they could play that would bring forth the Spirit much stronger. That's what David did here in the Ark of around the Ark of the Covenant. That's what was going on all the time. And I want to show you an example of that. It's three. That's where it is. I was thinking it was 103. David comes in one time. Now this has been established and this has been going on. I don't know for how long. But it says here under Psalms 3, a psalm of David when he fled from Absalom. So Absalom's chasing him. Lord, how are they that increase that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be that say of my soul, there is no help for him in my God. That's Selah. Now, I haven't done the study Ray Hughes has. He studied 20-some years on this, and he's done a lot of digging. He says the Selah may have went for 5 minutes. It may have went for 15 minutes. It may have went for an hour. It may have went for 2 days. But the orchestra, the bunch of Levites that was playing at that time would get in the spirit of what was needed. So David's down. He's moaning and groaning. Man, they're after me. I don't know what we're going to do. They're chasing me. They're after me. They're going to get me. And so they play a Selah for who knows how long. Look what happens after the Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of my head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. And another Selah. So they played for a while, and who knows how long, to break the spirit of that and to rejoice in that now he's saying, O Lord, you ought a shield for me, the rejoicing type Selah. And in verse 5, I lay me down and slept, and I awakened, and the Lord sustained me. Changed the whole atmosphere. They've had worship teams go out in California, in Oakland, at the worst corner, the worst places of the cities, and boy, do we need this now. This is something we better start doing now. You better be called to God to do this, but when God calls you and tells you to do it, they would go out and they would play music like this, and they totally changed areas of the city. where it was totally, even the police wouldn't want to go. And those areas was changed because God's glory was going forth of people praising and worshiping. It breaks the spirits, changes the atmosphere, brings in the spirit of the Holy God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that's what went on for 33 years. Where was I at? Okay. Before the ark, they were doing this. They were giving thanks unto the Lord. They were calling upon His name. They were making known His deeds among the people. They were singing the songs. They were talking about His wondrous works. In glory, ye holy name, let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face continually. Verse 12, remember His marvelous works that He and what He hath done, His wonders and the judgments of His mouth. Here we are back on this kind of the same issues again. Remember His marvelous works. Give thanks for His marvelous works. And for the things that He hath done, give thanks for the things He hath done. And for His wonders. I mean, I was just out looked up into the heavens the other day, and man, you talk about the wonders. His wonders. You give thanks for His wonders. And the judgments of His mouth. Give thanks for them. O ye seed of Israel and His servant, ye children of Jacob, His chosen ones. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. How much? All the earth. Be ye mindful always of His covenant, the word which He commanded to 1,000 generations. There it is again. It's for us. And it's for Israel. Even of the covenant which He made with Abraham and of the oath unto Isaac, and hath confirmed the same to Jacob for the law and to Israel for an everlasting covenant. Go to verse 24. Declare His glory among the heathen, His marvelous works among part of the nations. It's not what it says, is it? All the nations. Look at that. Declare His glory among the heathen and His marvelous works among all nations. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. For He also is to be feared above all gods. For, listen to this verse, I like this verse here. For all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. For all the gods of the people are what? Idols. But the Lord made the heavens. He made the earth. He made us. He made everything. Otherwise, there is no other God. There's only one God. Glory and honor are in His presence. Strength and gladness are in His place. Give unto the Lord, ye kindreds of people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Bring an offering. Come before Him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before Him all the earth. The world also shall be stable that it be not moved. I speak that in the name of Jesus. Let the heavens be glad. Let the earth rejoice. Let men say among the nations, the Lord reigneth. Let the sea roar. Let the fullness thereof. Let the fields rejoice. Hey, my fields rejoice this year. Hallelujah. Them fields need to go out there. Pastor was telling me about a guy who went out. Boy, he'd pick up his dirt and he would bless that dirt. He would just speak blessing. I do that, but I don't think I've ever went down and just picked up the dirt and blessed it. But I speak blessings over my crops. I speak blessings when I plant them. Most of the corn went over 200 bushel acre this year, and our beans are up around 60. I just talked to our seed man, and most of the corn was running around in the 180s to 190, and a lot of the beans were running around the low 50s. So we were above the average. Not because of our greatness, but because they were blessed. And I thank the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. And I suppose I could even thank Him when I do stupid stuff. How many of you do stupid stuff? I was all but my farm done, and I decided, and I don't know, it wasn't supposed to rain much, and I had a grain tank full of grain. Well, I backed the combine in my new building. Just to keep the grain from getting wet. It wouldn't have hurt much if it got wet anyway. But I backed it into the new building, all right. the auger was straight back. The auger sticks about 8 feet back past the combine because you got long augers on these things. I put that right into one of them posts into the building. And, of course, you don't get stopped instantly. I think I could even feel the combine go up a little. Oh, I didn't even want to get out and look. But I did get out quick because one thing went through my mind real quick. The guy that deer hunts on my property had been riding, following me with the quad, and my first thought, I ran over him. That he ran behind me and I backed over him and I jumped out and I seen that he wasn't there, but I saw the auger was like this. Thank you, Lord. Even in my stupidness. You know what? I expected with that kind of force, with that, you know, that combine weighing, what, 40,000, 50, close to 50,000 pounds, full grain like that. And we moved the dirt that far with the post. One of them didn't break the post in my brand new building. This is my brand new building, too. So we'd moved that post a little bit, too. And hit that right smack. I mean, I could have been 8 inches either way, and it would have been fine, you know. But I've run that auger right straight into that. But, you know, the vertical auger that's hooked to and the way that's all hooked, it should have just messed that. I mean, it should have messed that all up. It didn't. It never even touched that part. It was God. I mean, that's the only thing. He didn't totally protect me, but it was my stupidity. I can't blame God for that, you know. Doing old man things. I'm catching myself doing old man things. I shouldn't be doing that anymore. I am a young man. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to quit doing old man things. Hallelujah. The only problem is I'm young enough, I know I'm doing them. You know, I would have never done that years ago. And Holly, she was getting ready to get out there and guide me in, and I beat her to the punch, and she didn't get out there in time. And the auger tube was only $700. That's all the auger tube cost me in time of fixing it. You know, that was, I thank you, Lord. Even when I do stupid stuff, you are a great God, and you are awesome, and you'll bring us through. So I went ahead and we checked the auger, but the auger itself, which is actually what ran into the post, but it didn't. We checked it and didn't think it was bent, and I put it back in. Well, it was bent, but I got that farm done, and we were done. That was done, and so I pulled it back off, and it was out around about that far, which it shook pretty bad. You couldn't run it that way very long. I pulled it back off and took it down and stuck it under a tractor drawbar and put a 2x4 under, and we're talking about 10-foot piece of auger, and with a center about 3 inches with the flighting on it. Got out there and jumped up and down on the end of it and put it back out and on blocks of wood and laid down on the floor and rolled it over and sighted and done that about twice and got it perfect, but it runs just as smooth as can be right now. So I didn't have to buy a $900 auger with the $700 tube. I'm just saying, what I'm saying is we need to learn to praise and thank God even when things are not going good, you know. And it's hard to do sometimes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, the crops are done. The auger's fixed, the combine's put in the shop. Hallelujah. His wondrous works. Declare his glory among the heathen, his marvelous works among the nations. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He will be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the people are idols. Oh my goodness, time gets away. Are you enjoying this or not? I hope so. Okay. But for all gods, the people are idols. For the Lord made the heavens. Glory and honor are in his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. Given to the Lord, ye kindreds of people, given to the Lord glory and strength. Goes on down through here. Verse 31, let the heavens be glad. Let the earth rejoice. Let the men say among the nations, the Lord reigneth. We need to be speaking. We need to be speaking who God is. We need to be speaking thanks. We need to give him praise. Tell him the awesomeness and the wonders of our God. Hallelujah. And here's where I was. Let the fields rejoice. That's where I was. And all that is in therein. Then shall the trees of the wood sing out in the presence of the Lord, because he cometh to judge the earth. The trees are going to sing. They know this judgment of the earth is coming here pretty quick. And the trees are singing. Hallelujah. Then verse 34, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. There it is again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we say, save us, O God of our salvation, and gather us together, and deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks to thy holy name. So we are delivered and set free. Why? So we can give thanks. Thank you, Lord, for setting me free. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Thank you for setting me free. Thank you for healing me of all diseases. Thank you for the stripes that you took upon your back. Thank you for the power and glory of a resurrection, Lord. Thank you for releasing, taking in keys from the enemy. Hallelujah. And releasing those that were held in bondage. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You are an awesome God. You are an awesome God. And I'm going to give thanks to your holy name. There's that word again. Give thanks because of his holiness. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel forever and ever. Blessed be the Lord God of New Life Church forever and ever. And all the people said, amen and praise the Lord. So he left. David left then there before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, Asaph and his brethren, to minister before the Ark continually as every day's work required. Ha ha. For 33 years. Glory to God. Philippians 4:6, we'll end here with four quick verses here. Philippians, Church at Philippi. I think most of these verses you all know. Philippians 4:6 says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. I said earlier, we need to thank him before. When you're praying and you're asking for something, give thanks that it's already done. Hallelujah. What did Jesus say? You ask and you shall receive. We just need to give him thanks ahead of time. We need to give him thanks on this side of the sea. Colossians 1:12, just about a page back or so. And this is in a prayer Paul's praying this prayer. That's one of the apostolic prayers. Give thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Hallelujah. He hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints of light. He has made us meet. He has put us together to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints of light. He has put a family together. He has made us meet. He's put together a family here, and we can give thanks and praise for that to do awesome exploits in the Lord. Hallelujah. Ephesians 5:20. We could go on that one for a while, too. We're ready to close. Ephesians 5:20. Give thanks always for part of the things unto God. Yeah, I won't catch you guys on that. Giving thanks always for all things unto God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Last verse, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. It's good to be back with you. It's, woman, you miss a Sunday, I tell you. See, I was thinking about going to a tractor pull, and I debated that over. I wanted to go to one national tractor pull, and it was Sunday over in Ohio, and maybe that's the reason the Lord... Well, I had already made a decision not to go, though, so I guess I can't say that. Hey, he'll do that. Drag racing. I very seldom ever miss a Sunday for something, but back when I was younger, drag racing my snowmobile, I wanted to do it up on Lake Syracuse. And so I felt the Lord would let me go, and so I went. And I was up there. I went Saturday, and then this class I wanted to run was on Sunday, and I was up there. And a guy had just bought a new SRX, and he was talking with my brother, and he has a pretty fast sled, and he was telling, we were talking about hanging on, and said, well, when you take off and everything, only use about one finger on the brake, because if you use too many on the brake, when you nail it, you're going to be off the back of the sled, because you're going to bust it. And I'd never done that in my life or anything like that, but I know it can be done. And in drag racing, yeah, you better be hanging on, because I had 200 and some studs in the track, and I mean the track didn't spin on the ice. I mean, when you took off the front, it'd be over on you if you wasn't up. So I mean, we're talking taking off pretty hard. I ran just my stock sled. Well, it wasn't exactly stock, but I ran 80. I was clocked 82 mile an hour and 750 feet. So I mean, you know, you're getting it there pretty quick. So we were talking about that stuff, and I ran one class. It was a class above me, and I did fairly well. And then my class, I got in there. Man, I was all keyed up. I don't know what the deal was. But I got the watching the lights, and the lights changed. And guess what happened? I lost that hand, and that sled went up, and I went right off on my hind end, sat there on the ice. And, you know, sled went out there a little ways and stopped. And I wanted to crawl under that ice and just hide. I was never so embarrassed in all my life. And I think God said, okay, if you want to go race snowmobiles on Sunday, you can go race snowmobiles on Sunday. About an hour later, we're running roundy track. My brother had a sled in there with a Aaron Pitts was riding his sled, and I think he won that class. But this guy that was talking to us about that walked up and he said, did you see that guy over there a while ago go off the back of his sled drag racing? Right, almost in my face. And then he looked and he says, that was you, wasn't it? I could have crawled down. I said, okay, Lord, I got the message. All right. Last verse. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Even looking like a fool, you can give thanks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In what? Everything. Give thanks. Father, we do thank you and praise you. Father, we have a season of thanksgiving. It's kind of silly. We should be giving thanks every day of the year, especially as we come on into the next one, Lord, is the beginning of the plan of salvation here in a few weeks as we celebrate the birth of Christ. You are an awesome God. You do awesome exploits. You're doing awesome wonders right in our midst. You've done wonders in the midst of every one of us that are seated here this evening. And we want to give you thanks and give you praise and know that we'll be able to do that for eternity. So, Father, even when we're not in the mood, or maybe when we pull something silly, we haven't listened to the Spirit and we've goofed up, we can still give thanks to you, because as we look at your word and stand on your word, we can give thanks to you in all things. Father, we don't thank you for the bad things that happen, and you don't want us to do that, but we thank you for what you have done to bring us out of those situations. We don't thank you for the cancer, but we thank you that you are the healer of the cancer. Hallelujah. Because your word declares it, and you are faithful, and your mercies endure forever. And so we thank you and praise you tonight. We thank you for this awesome family and body you have here. We thank you again for Pastor Rick and Terry. And Father, we just thank you for the awesome exploits that is about to explode out of this congregation and in this area because of your faithfulness as you flow through us, because you have already recorded it. You have already written it down. And Father, as we're obedient to you, and as we become a people of thanksgiving and a people of praise and a people that are like David, wants to dwell in your presence all the days of our lives, as we dwell in your presence and we hear your plan and we walk boldly in your plan, and our faith is increased, Father God, that we will see awesome and mighty things happen here in Rochester, Indiana. And we, before the time, give you thanks and praise right now in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Thank you very much.